Tamar Anatai.
All right, this will be short and sweet, just like Tamar. He's got more important stuff to do. But we have big news in the world of entertainment. Welcome back in the zone. Tamar, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Tamara Anatai.
We're good. We have our zone legal analyst in here. So if you have any legal questions, if you want to sue anybody, we can help you out.
Yeah, I don't have any plans, but I mean, given the opportunity, maybe I'll seize that.
It's only 1:08 Eastern time.
You got to go out and commit a crime, and you can call auto.
Yep.
Yeah, or accuse someone, and you know, see if I can make some cash off of that.
Also good. All right. Well, big news in Hollywood. I guess she's in Hollywood. I don't even know where she is.
It's all over, buddy.
I got to be honest. This is a guilty pleasure. I like this song, "Party in the USA." This Miley Cyrus is one talented little chick. Carly Rae Jepsen or Miley Cyrus, which guilty pleasure song are you going with, Tamar?
I think Carly Rae is like the guilty pleasure song of now, but Party in the USA is the guilty pleasure song of forever.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm with you on that. I've never seen a song covered so many times in such a small amount of time. I guess it's not really covered so much as everybody's doing a music video to it. I saw the Dolphins cheerleaders did it. Some guys spliced together Obama doing Call Me Lately. That was a great work of art, I thought, because that took some real effort.
It should get an Oscar of some sort for viral video.
So tell me about this Liam Hemsworth guy. Is that his name? Is that her fiance?
An Irishman.
Yes. Well, so let's back up. Let's make the big announcement in case there's someone who hasn't heard it in this country. I don't know how that could be. Miley Cyrus is engaged. She's off the market.
Well, that doesn't mean she's off the market.
Oh, this dude's in the Hunger Games, huh?
The eagle has landed. Yes. He's the, you know, the other love interest in the Hunger Games.
I never saw it, so I don't know, but okay.
And he is a strapping young Aussie actor.
So he's strapped with.
He's 22, she's 19.
He's strapped with Miley Cyrus.
Well, yeah. You could do worse. He's 22, she's 19, and this is
their babies.
This is his first as well?
Yeah.
Tamara, let me ask you a question. You're around a lot of these celebrity types. One thing we know.
First marriage, I mean.
A couple of things about these celebrity types. A, that they, not they all want a lot of attention, but they all kind of have their personality where they get a lot of attention. They become accustomed to that. And number two, so they're young. They're both very busy in their profession. They're young, and by all means, I don't know if they're immature, but you always look at the age of marriages and you say, well, maybe they shouldn't get married. So what makes them think at 19 and 22, with their professions being so busy and them having probably so much like of an ego, I'm assuming it's because they're such big time, what makes anyone think this is going to work?
You realize that Tamar is a movie entertainment blogger, not a psychologist, right?
Well, she is an intelligent. She went to an Ivy League school.
She's a woman.
You went to the Ivy Leagues, didn't you?
I went to the Ivy League School of Harrisonburg, Virginia, yeah.
There you go. Boom. She knows everything. So what do you think? You really think, come on, you don't believe this is going to last.
I think when you're 19 years old, you don't fully know what you want yet. But I think the one, you know, and I guess they say, whatever those studies mean, you know, the older you get married, the more likely you are of, you know, for your marriage to work.
Because
you have been around the block and you know, been exposed to other people, and you know, makes sense, right?
And you don't go after just what's good on your eyes, but what's good for your lifestyle and yourself.
He's got a cute accent.
You've,
come on,
you've got more experience under your belt, if I may.
come on, buzzer on that little move there. No. Yeah, you got a lot more experience under your belt.
I'm talking about life experience.
Oh,
I don't know what you're thinking, but the one thing they have going for them is they've been together like 3 years. This isn't like necessarily a Katy Perry, Russell Brand thing where it's just this whirlwind romance and you kind of might believe that it was more physically motivated. So, you know, she also, like, she's been famous for a really long time. She started having these, like, relationships when she was, like, 14. You know, she dated Nick Jonas and she dated a bunch of other famous guys. I think this one could work based on the fact alone that they've been together 3 years already.
Is she a virgin?
Oh, goodness.
What kind of question is that?
A lot of young kids will jump into it because their homos are raging. That's a very valid question.
I don't think from what she's been talking about lately that that's the case. So.
Yeah, she's been pretty frank about sex and in like a sort of in a cautionary tale sort of way, stuff that she's learned, not in, you know, speaking promiscuously sort of way.
Sure.
I honestly, you wouldn't think it, but I think that girl has a decent head on her shoulders.
Good for her.
Do you know what her real name is?
I like Billy Ray.
You know her real name is not Miley?
Damn it, I should know that.
Are you really going to do this now? Are you really going to out Miley Cyrus in a real name?
I didn't know.
You have no bounds,
She actually was born with a stripper name.
Oh, come on. That's too
It's not Hannah Montana or Lizzie.
No, it's Destiny.
Oh, you guys.
Is it like Destiny Rose?
Destiny Hope.
Destiny Hope. I knew it was something very, like, dreamy. It is dreamy.
Welcome to the stage,
no.
Destiny Cyrus.
Hey, come on.
She's moving her hips like, yeah.
You guys are bad.
She puts her hands up. She's playing that song.
You guys are bad.
The butterflies fly away, and so do my clothes.
Where do you people come from talking
like
that?
You know those words way too
I love this song. I admit it. It's a guilty pleasure.
Wow.
It is a guilty pleasure. But I actually do think, you know, like I said, 3 years in Hollywood years is like, 3 decades.
Yeah, you're so right. I'll give her 6 months.
They have time. They have the advantage of time on their side so far.
Yeah.
We'll see what's happening.
It depends on how successful he remains.
True. He'll be in Hunger Games too, right? Or did he die?
No, he doesn't die.
Okay, I didn't see
that. I'm almost positive. I think most of the cast is, anyone who didn't get a spear through their neck in the first one is in the second one. He's got a pretty big role.
Okay.
And as someone who devoured all three of the books, his role gets bigger in the third, bigger and bigger, like in the second and third book. It's kind of the culmination. In the third book.
He's got a steady paycheck coming for a while then.
He's doing okay. He's a bankable star. You know, he's kind of like that Chris Pine. He's got that Chris Pine kind of look, you know.
Look, he's Australian, okay? Come on. It is what it is. If I was Australian, I'm sure I'd be popular too.
Dude looks good. And he's got a good looking wifey to be.
Yeah.
Fiancé. Financier.
Yep. There you go. Okay. Well, Tamar, short and sweet. Very good. We appreciate you. Have a fantastic day, and we'll catch up with you next week.
You too. Always good to talk to you. See you next week.